With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
7:30 The Game, Steelers Fancast with your host, Amber Sky. It's the final week of regular season 2022. The Super Bowl is right around the corner. I cannot wait to see the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs. It's still heartbreaking that my Steelers didn't make it that far, but I'll get over it because I have such high hopes for next year for my Steelers. My Steelers this week have watched Brian Flores head on over to Minnesota to become the new defensive coordinator, and I'm kind of torn on this one. You guys know I've been rooting for Minnesota for years now, and what they really need is a really good defensive coordinator, and that is Brian Flores. I mean, I have such high hopes for that, but at the same time, I'm still kind of disappointed. And maybe this was what was supposed to happen. The Steelers only gave him a one-year contract to keep him relevant and give him the option to again take on the job as a defensive coordinator or a head coach in the NFL again. So, you know, I see what my Steelers were doing, but I still think it's disappointing that Brian Flores walked away so quickly from the Steelers. He had a few interviews before he finally took the job in Minnesota. He was interviewed in Arizona for the head coaching position, and then in Cleveland, Atlanta, and even Denver as defensive coordinator. So, you know, he shopped around and picked the right franchise to go to. And like I said, the defense for Minnesota needs a great coordinator. Their biggest problem was their defense this year, and that's why they got knocked out in wild card weekend. They were the 28th ranked defense at the end of this season, and that was the lowest by any playoff team. They tied for second in penalties, allowing 22 first downs from penalties by their defense, and a total of 926 yards from penalties, which was the most in the NFL this year. It's honestly perfect that they were able to get Brian Flores, a man who was under Bill Belichick for 11 years before he took the head coaching job in Miami, and then sat there for a year with Mike Tomlin, two coaches who don't play any games. It is straightforward, no penalties for dumb reasons. That's really going to clear up a lot of issues in Minnesota, and I think this is going to help them. They still believe in Kirk Cousins. I watched him during the Pro Bowl games. He was fun to watch, and again, I think Minnesota has a great chance. You know, maybe next year will be Pittsburgh and Minnesota in the Super Bowl. Can I just predict that now and sound crazy? It's going to happen. One of these years, Pittsburgh's going to play Minnesota, and I'm going to have a fun time cheering on my boys to beat the Purple People Eaters. So now that Brian Flores is off to his next opportunity, that only leaves us to think about the free agency again. I'm totally ready for this season to come to an end so we can make the countdown to the 2023 season officially begin. Wednesday, March 15th at 4 p.m. is the official start of the NFL 2023 season, and that's when all the free agents are up for grabs. I cannot wait for this. This is going to be, I think, one of the best free agents. And we've seen a few great ones over the last few years. My Steelers definitely have to sell the dream to our free agents. And if that doesn't work, we're just got to focus on the draft. There's been so many mock draft options that I've been loving, but my personal favorite is for the Steelers to do something that we rarely do, and that's trade back. We need to make a trade with the Los Angeles Chargers and take the 22nd pick overall from them and also receive their third round pick as the 87th overall. And of course, give them our 17th in return, which we technically don't need because we're not going for some of the top skill players. With this trade, this would give my Steelers 5 picks in the top 100. And with the free agency we're looking at, this would be perfect to get some great young players on offense and defense to replace these guys we're about to lose and build around Kenny Pickett. There is so much opportunity, but we got to focus on Kenny Pickett and building this offense around this kid. But again, we're still currently in the 2022 season. I mean, when are we going to give it up and call it the 2022-23 season? Because technically with 17 weeks in the NFL, 18 weeks of playing, it goes well into January and well into the new year. So we just need to go ahead and make that transition and make it sound appropriate. The 2022 to 2023 season is about to come to an end, but of course, Super Bowl 57 at the State Farm Arena in Arizona at 6:30 p.m. this coming Sunday, February the 12th. I am so excited for this game, more excited for the amazing musical talents that we're going to get to see this weekend. Like none other than country music superstar Chris Stapleton starting things off singing the national anthem. He's an amazing artist, definitely someone I love to listen to, and I cannot wait to see him perform. I was actually looking up some things about Chris Stapleton today, and I did not know that he was the man behind the curtain for a few big country songs that I absolutely love, like Your Man by Josh Turner, Baby Lock Them Door and Turn the Lights Down Low, The Comeback Song by Darius Rucker, Drink a Beer by my husband Luke Bryan. Like, Chris Stapleton helped write those amazing songs, and he will be singing the national anthem to start the Super Bowl off. Like, this is going to be one heck of a performance from him, and I cannot wait. And of course, you already know I cannot wait to see Rihanna perform. We have not seen Rihanna grace the stage since 2018 at the Grammys when she sang with DJ Khaled. So this is going to be an amazing performance. I just know it. If she agreed after all these years to do the Super Bowl, Rihanna's about to show out. She is only second to Madonna in records sold. And let me tell you this, Rihanna's put out 8 studio albums while Madonna has 14 studio albums. So if Rihanna decides to ever catch up to those studio albums, she will definitely outrank Madonna and become the most selling female artist, which would just be phenomenal. Her reign is supreme. There's so many bets going on right now. What color will her first outfit be? What song will she sing first? Who will she bring out as a guest? Will it be Jay-Z if she sings Umbrella? Oh my gosh, there's so much and I just love it. I might have to put down a bet to see what song she plays first. There's a lot of people thinking it's Don't Stop the Music because of course that's going to get everybody hype. But you know, she could come out with something crazy and go Where Have You Been as her first song. I'm so excited either way. This is going to be an amazing performance. And the game that will be in between these musical acts better stand up to these legends. I'm so excited to watch the Philadelphia Eagles defeat the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm low-key hoping for a defensive performance that will mimic the 2015 Denver Broncos defense annihilating Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. But if I can't get that, I will take 5 years ago when Philly won the Super Bowl with the Philly Special over the New England Patriots, 33-41. Something like that I could definitely get behind. I just think it's going to be Philly all the way, though, guys. There's going to be no hope for Kansas City. The defense for Philadelphia is too amazing. They led the league this year with sacks with a total of 70. And Kansas City came in a close second with 55, but not close enough. And I know, guys, Kansas City's defense is quite good as well. They led the league in defensive stats as well, like the most missed tackles with 82 missed tackles by their defense. So, you know, there's hope for Kansas City's defense to take on this amazing Philadelphia team. But I just don't see it. As amazing as Patrick Mahomes is and the amount of tricks he can pull out of a hat, I just don't think he can do it against Philadelphia's defense. The number one ranked pass defense that only allowed 22 passing touchdowns and snagged 17 interceptions in the process. Number two in quarterback hits, number one in tackle for losses. This is just going to be a close shut game. Philadelphia's defense is going to just take it to the house. I do want it to be a high scoring game. I just hope it ends in Philadelphia's favor. I'm so excited for this big game. It's because it will mean the 2022 season is officially over and we can focus on what's next. And honestly, I just really hope that Philadelphia can pull this off because there's no way they're going to make it back to the Super Bowl until another 5 years or so. Because if you look at their free agency, oh my goodness, I thought my Steelers were in a sad, sad boat to the free agency. Oh no, no, no. They have 7 of their defensive starters entering the 2023 free agency. So if they do not win, there's no way they're going to be able to keep every single one of these players. So to mimic this and make it back to the big game is going to be impossible. So they have no choice but to win it right now and wait another few years to make it again. I hope you all enjoy the big game and stay safe. But that's all I have for you this week. Until next week.